I told you about the wheatgrass juice. This is where it comes from. The juice comes from the wheatgrass itself. You grow it from wheat berries.
I'm Camille Lamb, aka The Beat Reporter, and I'm sitting here with Annette Larkins, who is possibly my hero, and raw vegan, and has been for quite some time now. And as you can see, it's had remarkable effects on preserving her health, her vitality, and her beautiful appearance. When somebody first looks at you, Annette, they may say, 70 years old? That's impossible. She must have had surgery. Or they may say, well, it's got to be good genes. So what can you say to clear up those two hang-ups that people may have about believing that the raw diet is powerful?
Well, I've not had any surgery thus far. Can't never say never. I really believe, Camille, if I had to depend on my genes, I would be dead. I wouldn't be here because my mother died at 47 of breast cancer. Her mother died at 36 of breast cancer. My grandmother had sisters who died of breast cancer early on. And diabetes is prominent in my family. My grandfather, my aunt, my mother's sister, they all had these debilitating diseases, these maladies that at this point I seemingly have escaped.
Right.
And I think my faculties are as sharp or sharper than when I was younger, quite frankly. I just don't buy that into that about the cells debilitating. It doesn't for me.
What is it exactly that you eat? What does your diet consist of? And I'm sure it varies.
Fruits, nuts, vegetables, and seeds. Now, when I say seeds, I eat raw seeds, of course, but I sprout a lot of seeds, like alfalfa, mung. I do mung beans, I broccoli sprouts I have, I'll sprout anything. It's just normal for me. It's nothing to be surprised about. Shouldn't we all be doing this? One is pineapple juice, and here, that doesn't look like orange juice, does it? Because it's not, it's carrot juice.
One of the things that really drew me to you, that your message is positive.
Shake, shake, shake your banana. Shake, shake, shake your banana. Shake, shake, shake your banana. Shake it and get it down.
And I feel like that's the best way to touch people and the best way to motivate people to make changes in their own lives, rather than say, well, don't eat this and don't eat that and this is dangerous and this is contaminated. And that's important for people to be educated about, but that's not, I mean, sometimes fear does motivate change, but it's not the best way to motivate change, I don't think.
I think not.
Here, have you heard of stevia? This is stevia. We've got, this is a lemon balm. Anything here you can put in your mouth. You know, the aloe, I just like to see it grow, and then when anybody gets a cut or a burn or something, you put it on there, and it's very effective immediately. Here we have some curly parsley, and this one is the, this one right here is parsley, but it's Italian parsley.
It's so pungent. You can smell it on your finger if you just touch it. Are herbs very important to your raw, non-cooking?
Yeah, because it kind of spices things up, you know, it gives it a good flavor. These are chives. We got more curly parsley, you know. Look at what, those had borne some beautiful peppers. And we've got tomato plants back here, rosemary, if you got that one. I have two nonies in there. I have one around front, but as I was telling Camille, what happened is you had a freeze come through here.
I inhaled it.
But that's so good, she couldn't even get to chew it.
Boy, that's a good tomato.
And so, you know, it's really about not just surviving. That's not what I'm about. I don't really want to just survive. Many people are doing that. But I want to thrive. That's what it's about for me. And that's what I'm doing, for real, you know.
Me too.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. That's what I say.